From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. Following talks between Pyongyang and Seoul, North Korea has agreed to send a high-level delegation to next month's Winter Olympics in Pyeongchang. South Korea's Vice Unification Minister Chun Hae-yeot-sung said that cooperation must be built on mutual respect and that talks should resume regarding denuclearization and other related issues to establish peace on the Korean Peninsula. Chun also said that Seoul proposed that the two sides march together during the Pyeongchang Games opening ceremonies. Some 200,000 Salvadoran immigrants allowed to live and work in the United States will lose their right to remain in the country in 2019. Doug Bernard has more on the Trump administration's latest move to tighten immigration enforcement.
The United States will end the Salvadorans' temporary protected status on September 9, 2019, giving them 18 months to leave or seek lawful residency and for El Salvador to prepare for their return. The status was granted in the wake of two devastating earthquakes in El Salvador in 2001 that left hundreds of thousands in the country homeless. El Salvador's Foreign Minister Hugo Martinez called for a solution to its citizens left in limbo, saying the country will work with Washington. Doug Bernard, VOA News.
China and France signed numerous agreements and statements on cooperation in various areas Tuesday. These included nuclear energy, space technology, the aviation industry, and the environment. After the signing ceremony, Chinese President Xi Jinping said China and France would work together in the international sphere. This is VOA News. Philip Alexio reports that South Korean Foreign Minister Kang Kyung-hwa told reporters Tuesday her country will not renegotiate a controversial 2015 deal with Japan to settle a long-running dispute over former wartime sex slaves of the Japanese military, otherwise known as the Comfort Women.
While Kang said the 2015 agreement was already an official pact between the two countries, more needed to be done.
The 2015 agreement, which does not properly reflect the opinions of victims, cannot be a real solution to the issue of victims of Japan's wartime sexual slavery.
To fund an organization set up to help comfort women, the South Korean government said it'll use its own money instead of using the $8.9 million Japan had given to Korea under the 2015 deal. Kang says South Korea will discuss what to do with Japan's money with the Japanese government. Japanese Foreign Minister Taro Kono said that Tokyo could not accept South Korea's demands for additional measures. Philip Alexio, VOA News.
David Doyle reports on a large number of arrests related to organized crime in Italy and Germany.
More than 150 suspected members of one of Italy's most infamous mafia groups have been arrested in an international operation covering not only Italy but also Germany. That's according to Italy's paramilitary Carabinieri Police, who said the arrests had dismantled a major clan of the feared 'Ndrangheta crime group. The Ferrao Marincola clan had infiltrated businesses in both Italy and Germany, they said, particularly those involved in wine, food, garbage collection and funeral services. Police said a number of public officials were also suspected of corruption, though they did not specify if they were in Italy or both countries.
In addition, almost $60 million of assets were seized as part of the raids. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson will convene a new high-level investigation into the harm that Washington says U.S. diplomats in Havana suffered in unexplained health attacks. The new probe will be in addition to other U.S. government investigations already underway. The Cuban government has denied any role in the incidents and is conducting its own investigation. The Court of Arbitration for Sport said it has registered 42 appeals by Russian athletes seeking to overturn International Olympic Committee penalties against them linked to doping violations at the 2014 Sochi Winter Olympics. The IOC's disciplinary committee disqualified them from events, stripped them of their medals, and banned them from participation in future Olympics. For additional stories as well as in-depth coverage 24 hours a day, point your web browser to voanews.com. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.